expensive clothes, we call it ourselves.
The Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, L.A. Dave, coming to you today on a Monday, October the 17th. Very important day to me. You know why. Much love, much respect. Big man. October the 17th is a Monday. We have a live show for you today. Looking forward to having this show with you all. At any time, if you'd like to call in as we move along in the show, just don't hesitate. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Now, before we get going, my brother Mario, if you're in ATL, give me a call because I wanted to, you asked me to do something, and I didn't see it. While I'm on the air, you know, one thing I don't do is I don't always remember to check my phone while it's, because it goes off. So I missed your actual text. So Mario, hit me up. You know why I wanted to do that for you here on air, if you still would like me to do it, okay? All right, everyone, check this out. Let's go into what's important. Let's everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. You can do that by going to the website for Black Talk Radio Network. That's www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, and you can see the crowdfunding digital back media program that's going on. That's right there, and you can see the ways in which you can make sure that this network is continuing to do and bring you the message that has been bringing, and it can get even better and grow. So it's up to you to do that. We have to feed the roots in order for the tree to provide the necessary fruit for our sustainability. Also, everyone, just would say, if you would like to make a purchase in the precious metals, you should go to Prosperity Mint. Check out what's there in the inventory. Then you can email. Before you do it, make sure you email. And the email is wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Wolf, W-O-L-F, the number 6, P-A-C-K, the number 1, @gmail.com. So make sure you do that so someone can contact you and explain to you the process so that you're getting exactly what you know you want to get. Okay, so with that being said, just waiting on my man, Ramon, whenever you want to jump in, man. Definitely do that. I think Ramon is going to be on air with us today. That'd be cool. So, yo, before we get started, Whitney, if you're listening, Whitney, to the show today, definitely give us a call today on show, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 54 90 32 pound. I'll see you in queue and bring you up. Also, if I don't catch you today, Whitney, I will try to give you a call a little bit later today so we can coordinate. Okay, my friend Whitney, she has a very good book that she wants to bring to your all attention. So looking forward to doing that. Okay, so let's jump into what's in the news. I had a very busy weekend, as they all are, as you know, continuing to make ready for what's going on in the world. So didn't have a lot of time to post, and plus I needed to get some rest, which I didn't get. Haha. So I will grab up on some of that a little bit later. All right, so check this out. First, here it is. What's in the news? This comes from RT, Russia International, RT Russia Today International. Why the new Silk Road terrifies Washington. Pepe Escobar is an independent geopolitical analyst. He writes for GT, Sputnik, and Times Dispatch. Is a frequent contributor to the website and radio TV show. There is a article. This article is really, really good. I think it's really necessary for us to actually read this a little bit later today in today's show. Next article comes from Reuters. Syria talks in Switzerland, and without a breakthrough. This is where so-called they were going to try to broker a ceasefire agreement among the United States and all of the other countries that are being affected by the ongoing dispute in Syria that's going to continue to expand, in my opinion. Next article comes from activistpost.com, .com. Only in the world of America media is Syria a civil war. Man, this is so true. It's not a civil war for anybody else. Only in the media of the U.S., mainstream media here, and in the administrations of here, and the corporations that want to serve leverage here, is Syria a civil war. It's an invasion. It always has been. And it will continue to be as long as there are outside influences that are there by force and are forcing themselves into the position of being there. That, ladies and gentlemen, is an invasion. So very, very true. This is a really good article. Maybe we'll touch on this one as well. So check out that one. Next article comes from RT International. I know there was one second. There was one article that I missed today that I really wanted for you to see. Okay, we're going to keep going. Okay, so next article comes from RT. Russia Today's bank accounts blocked in the UK. And I think, but since then, I think this has been lifted. And this is, let me tell you, I think you're really going to start to see this start to spread even more. And you're going to start to see a lot of different information is not going to be getting out to you all. The internet has been lost pretty much. So just like they're going to kick people out of there are institutions out of their bank account that wants to give a counter view or more truthful views to depending on who you are and what truth means to you, they're going to definitely hinder that ability to be done. So this is, you know, very, very important. I think you're definitely going to see that. And this lays claim to something that is a Western form of way of doing things. And that's where they cut off people's bank account. Remember, let me tell you, and I'm going to say this. As you start to see this, what you're going to see ultimately is where other countries are going to sanction the U.S., freeze their assets, and impose, economic sanctions, and they're going to start to freeze their assets, do the exact same things that was being done to other countries. They're going to move into doing it to the U.S. because there's a concerted move. Now, I always say there is no difference between any of the governments. They all work for each other. But as you move along until we can detox ourselves from fluoride so that we can start to think for ourselves, And I think that's one of the things that Brother Ramon wants to come on today and talk about. It's always going to be a continuous saga of dramatic propaganda that manipulates our surrendering of our energy and our free will. So this is going to continue, but I think with this incident, RT, Rest of Today's bank account, was reestablished with RBS. So this is some things that you need to know about so you can have an idea of how things work so that you'll be properly prepared so that if anything does go awry, and I'm going to tell you, they're not going to pick out individuals as much. But I know that there's a campaign now. I know that Hillary wants to have a campaign to dismantle alternative media and Barack. I mean, backless Barack is doing the same thing. So I didn't post that here, but that is definitely going out. Because I'm going to tell you, the media is so important because of the influence. It brings about questions for people to start to think. And you can tell when someone has wants to give you information that is for your best interest, that's contrary to the overall agenda, then it's up to you to decide how you're going to look at it. And I would always say you should question everything. And one of the things with this, with the propaganda that's been around for so long, is that because it's been around for so long, you've been indoctrinated to it, and you've been bombarded with it for so long, so it's very difficult for you to have an objective opinion about things and to see things and see between the lines, read between the lines, and more important, to feel the energy of something. And so we've been actually taught to have low-frequency energy. And if I just go into that, there may be many of you that I would offend, but maybe I will, but I, you know, that's really not my overall concern. My overall concern is sincere for you, those that would be offended by, for you to be free. Because your low frequency is what's mad, what gets mad, and is not rational and doesn't think. That's what becomes a battle for you. So, just wanted to make that point, but this is something that you can definitely start to see is going to continue to happen, and you're going to see this starting to play out as we take a look at a couple of other articles. Next article. This came from, what's this guy's name? Dutch Sense had a YouTube video out that he put out about the earthquakes that's happening. And my commentary was China was hit with a 6.4 and 6.9 in Papua New Guinea. The earth is ringing. The earth is ringing. Key is whom or what is the bells tolled? So definitely, because there's multiple ways that can cause earthquakes. The sun, in different many things. Movement of the celestial bodies, hint hint, the moon has a direct correlation with some seismic activity, and any planets or stars or anything else that move in the universe or within your solar system, hint hint, for you to look that up, Sister Davis, for you to look that up, what that could be. Many, many things are on the table, so check that out. Next article. Man, this was a really good article, and I thought it was so funny. But this one comes from, I guess this is Anonymous's headquarters. Have you been fooled into believing World War III is real? Here is the proof. In my commentary, I laughed at it. Ha-ha, Anonymous, you just made the case for World War III. It's all about controlling people's energy. World wars have happened because they don't destroy the world, just kill and control people. This is the reason why they continue to have these wars. So check out that article. It's right there. Next article. This was a very, very important one. Saudi Arabia to weigh bonds sale of up to $15 billion. Saudi Arabia is considering selling as much as $15 billion of bonds this year in what would be the country's first into international capital markets. People with knowledge of the matter said, and we'll take a look at this, it broke there, and this came from Bloomberg. Let me tell you, this has everything to do with the deplacement. It has everything to do with the direct targeting of you here. And we're going to take a look at that as well. This is huge. For the first time that Saudi Arabia wants to sell bonds. Why do they want to sell bonds? Could it be that there's great economic problems that Saudi Arabia had? Yes. And that could that be why the spread of the war against Yemen and spreading it towards Syria and indirectly engaging with Iran and yes. This thing has so many legs, but we're going to try to take a look at some of those in today's show. So check out that article. Next one, also this one came from Bloomberg. Saudi Arabia stress bills as kingdom cash and injections fall short. Saudi Arabian banks stress bills as kingdom cash injection falls short. This is why they got to sell bonds. Let me ask you something. Would you think it would be wise to purchase someone's debt that can't pay their debts? Just want you to think about it. It's very basic and elementary. And if your question is no, I would say, why in the world do you save in cash, U.S. cash? Because the default of that is going to be on your back. And we'll take a look at that and explain that. Well, in my opinion, what's going on, up to you to decide what you're going to do, how you're going to do it, because I know what we're building and what we're going to do. So we're going to check out that article. Next one. And this goes with the Iran one. Bloomberg, Iran to boost oil output as OPEC plans cut. Man, this is why Saudi Arabia is pissed. Mad at Iran from the standpoint of the whole show, so where you can see that this is going to end into a big fight, not even know that the main target of this fight is going to be every person on this planet. Why is this so significant? Iran is not using the U.S. dollar in its trade of oil. Oil is the largest commodity in the world that's traded. The precious metals, all of the precious metals combined, is still secondary to the trade of oil. You use oil to control countries, and you use resources to control the people. So Iran is going to increase their output. Why? Because they want to have as many buyers and the people get on to purchase from them at suppressed prices, lower prices, so that they can have more capital market share, we have more influence and become more relevant as they're going to be in the future. And this is directly killing them. Because of this, this is going to further destroy Venezuela's economy, Saudi Arabia's economy, and ladies and gentlemen, yours. Because that's the plan here. So just so you know, but we're going to take a look at that, how this all plays out, in my opinion, and what's really happening here. There's a lot of jousting that's going on, ladies and gentlemen, and it's the movement towards so that they can have plausible deniability as to why things went awry. So we're definitely, let me see, my man Ramon, yeah, let me unmute. Ramon, you there?
What's up, Dave?
What's up, brother? What's up, brother? I'm just in the news. I'm let me finish these articles, and then I know there's an article that you wanted us to bring up. Man, that was a good article, and it went, it's so funny because it went right along with another one that we put, and I'm glad you put that in there, brother.
Hey, Dave, I got another.
Yes, sir.
For you. I'll interrupt while you're talking, but I wanted to back up what you were saying. Is this a good time to be buying stocks? Is that what you said?
No.
What was your
Yeah, yeah. In my opinion, no. But see, the stock market is but no, finish what you were saying so I make sure that I have your question clearly, Ramon.
Well, that's what I was asking. Did you say that, you know, basically questioning people, are they, do you think this might be a good time to be buying anything from, you know, in the stock market or something? Is that what, how I heard you say that just about 5 minutes ago?
Yeah, no. I do not think that. I'm not a financial advisor, but I'll just tell you what, there's no stock that I would be purchasing right now. I don't care what the price is or what the projection is. None whatsoever. And I'm glad you asked that, Ramon, because I'm going to answer. I mean, this is the reason why. The stock market is based off of algorithms. They can have the stock market go up immediately or on a progressive scale, or they could have it come down immediately. And if you, the thing about this is that the stock market can stay irrational longer than you can stay solvent. Meaning it can go up and down, and they can move it up and down. When I say they can move, it's not based off of any, the stock market is nothing more than corporate Vegas gambling. The house will always win. The house will always win. This is why in Congress, they made, you know, they made it a law where they could have insider trading. That's totally illegal.
Hey,
it's
that's
a total conflict.
That's an issue that's being raised in North Carolina Senate race with Richard Burr, Senator Richard Burr, who has went to Washington and come back a millionaire, who's made millions by becoming a senator because of, and they specifically mentioned insider trading, and that he voted against restricting Congress from acting on insider information.
Exactly, Scotty. And glad you see, this is the thing. If you know which way the direction is going, you can never lose. But see, the everyday person, and where does the everyday person get there overall? Think about this, fellas. And people that's listening, where does the everyday average person that works and they actually have, you know, they work for their living and then they get paid whatever they're going to get paid, and now they want to have some kind of economic stability, so they go into the stock market. What do they have to go into the stock market with? They got to pay somebody to go into the stock market. They got to pay somebody for their opinion. They got to pay them to tell them what to do. Even if they traded on themselves, you're still paying someone to tell you what to do, because you're paying into a system. You're paying into a system that is, hey, Whitney, call me on the show. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. 1 second.
I'm sorry, anybody waiting on me?
No, he went to a, he put on hold there, Scotty.
Okay, so we don't want to have that dead air. So what's going on with you today?
Sorry about that.
Okay, go ahead.
Sorry about that. I had to take that, get that call real quick. So what I was saying is that with the stock market is that one of the things is that with your financial advisors, with the stock market itself, you are giving into the corporate gambling of the corporations. And they leverage that energy against every person here. It is a complete. I don't think I know if I don't think you know anyone that will go to Vegas and put their whole life savings on 21. But when you play in the stock market, that's what you're doing. Let me tell you why. Because you have no direct influence on the overall direction of a company. None whatsoever. Yeah, you could give them the cash, but you don't know their books. You don't know how they cook their books. They have your shareholders meetings and everything else, but what if they're telling you what they want you to know while they're making deals in another direction? This is insider trading. Why in the world would you develop yourself into, if you know the stock market itself what it really came from and why it is the control of people and resources to enslave them. Why would you try to profit from that? And I'm going to tell you, it has no... Some people have made really, really good with it. Yeah, but see, what it is they don't tell you the downside of that. This is what the market does to people. They let you think that you're winning at any moment. If you're not an insider and on the inside, and see, most people will do whatever they need to do to get on the inside, because they'll say, well, I want to get on the inside. The market will change on you at the appropriate time. Case in point. Time for the baby boomers to be paid their promise of retirement. So you know what the market does? They say, give me your cash every day now. Give me your cash now. What is your cash? An extension of your currency, of your labor. It's not money. Give me your cash now, and I promise I'll pay you later, 25 years from now. See, they say, pay me now, and I'll pay you later. And then they're controlling the algorithms at any time. They could just, by the overall direction of the market manipulators, they can make a price of something go up or go down. And they can do it instantly, and you won't be able to get out. Why would you be in something that you could lose right away? Why would you be in a gambling-style mentality? And they tell you, you invest for the long haul. Yeah, you know why? Because what happens is they put you to sleep over that long haul. You think that you're gaining, this person gains, and then at the appropriate time, they're going to leverage it for their advantage, and they're going to crash it whenever they want to crash it. And then you got to build everything back up. When you should be your own financial advisor, I would say for people that's in the stock market, and people that have FAs, people that are have mutual funds and all those things, let me ask you a question, very critical question. Do you know the hedge fund manager? Do you really know the FA? You know the brokerage people? You know their moral convictions? You know their drinking habits, their drug habits, their criminal activities? Do you know their financial status as far as, you know, if they have to pay, memorialized obligations through the courts? Do you know any of that? No. You know nothing about these individuals. You know nothing about this whole system. You have to rely on someone else that advises you, and you got to pay them for that advice because you can't do it on your own. And then guess what? Since you know nothing about these people, you give them your life savings. How wise is that? When the only person that should be making decisions for your life savings is the one that you know the most about, that being you. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. My man Ramon is here. Great question. When we come back, I'm going to just get a couple of more articles to read. Then Ramon, we're going to jump into the article and something that Ramon wanted to talk about. Very, very critical. At any time, give us a call. Even if you're in the market, give me a call. If you disagree, give me a call. 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032 pound. Give me a call. We'd love to hear the flip side of this. And I'll just say to you, the market can stay irrational longer than you can stay solvent, meaning it can go in any direction. You win today and you'll lose tomorrow when they want you to lose. You listen to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Okay. Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tandor Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from L.A. Love to hear from you in today's show. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Let me get back to what's in the news, and then me and my man Ramon are going to take a look at some other things. There's a really good article I needed to post real quick, and I'm going to put it inside of BTR community, but let's go back to what's in the news. So next article, and just before we were talking, Ramon was talking about should we be in, ask if I had said we should be in stocks. I say no way in the world. No way in the world, because the key thing that you should be doing is learn as much about it, but right now it's in a position that a lot of people say that you can gain from it, but you have no clue as to what the intent of everyone is. You build your own assets first. Build your own stability. Because when you control assets, the economy needs you. You don't need the economy. Get to where you don't need the economy. It requires your interest to be able to fluctuate. And this, you know, a lot of people think, well, that takes this, you know, billions and billions. No, it just takes you understanding the basic forms of the economy, the manipulated man's economy, so that you can leverage yourself accordingly. And then once you know that, you can see how it's rigged and make sure that you do to the market what it's doing to everybody else. So that's my opinion. Next article comes from, next one came from Reuters. Pentagon voices caution over the latest Yemen missile incident. And over the weekend, the so-called USS Mason came under, and multiple other U.S. Naval vessels came under missile attacks. And earlier last week, they actually attacked Yemen. And then now it comes out that they're not sure exactly who did it. So what's the U.S. first response is to blast, because this is destabilization, folks. This is very critical. When they said that they don't know who actually did it, that tells me that they plan on something major happen to a naval vessel, and then they're going to come out, oh yeah, this is who did it. You remember New York? All the lies that was surrounded around that? That was not those weren't lies, ladies and gentlemen. That was an operation. And they continue to operate throughout the world. And these are some of the things that we should really know so that we can start to see where they're going with things so that we can appropriately respond or leverage or protect ourselves accordingly. Very, very, very critical, in my opinion. So this tells me that there's some real plans on the table, some plans that have been used in the past that were quite effective. And they're going to use that same play over and over again. Why? Because it works. Because most people don't know history. We're too busy watching the dramatic lies of history. So next article comes from governing.com. Municipal bankruptcy state laws. Everyone, especially the everyday person, you need to know this. With the Chapter 9 bankruptcy protection laws are in your state. Why? Because everyone that has a pension, for all of these cities and the states, you need to know what the options your state has in regards to bankruptcy. Why? Because it's going to be used. And if you're not aware of it, you'll be asking what happened, because by you not knowing, or you may say you don't care right now, but no one cares until the pain comes home. And by you not knowing, you may actually put yourself in a position where just because you didn't know, oh shoot, that is not going to be any excuse to shield you from the consequences of the event that you didn't know. So please, everyone, find out what your individual state bankruptcy laws are in regard to the municipalities going bankrupt, or how that could play out in the state itself going bankrupt, or cities within the municipalities or the cities, because this is going to be very critical, a critical part of the displacement of hard-earned financial energy that you've placed into the system your whole life. And we just want you to be in a position that you will be able to respond appropriately that's in your best interest. Because believe me, your interest is not the interest of the economy until you have resources that you can control. Next article comes from thefreethoughtproject.com. As Flint water crisis unfold, pharmaceutical companies raise prices of lead poisoning drug by 2,700%. 2,700%. All a part of an agenda. So check out that article. Next one. This one comes from the BRICSpot.com. And this one says, Zuma sinks more Chinese investment. Chinese President Jinping and his South African counterpart, Jacob Zuma, met Saturday on the sidelines at the 8th BRIC summit that was happening in India. So check out that article. Very, very important because this is, in my opinion, this is the direction of the winning side of the displacement or the restructuring of the global economy that's happening right there. So check out that article. Next one. This one comes from, I never heard of this place, but Moons of Alabama. Where barflies get together, really? All right. But they had a good article. It says, the new U.S. way of war. Man, really, really good article. And another article that spun out of that came from the New York Times that we posted there. In Somalia, U.S. escalates a shadow war. Really, really good one. This is an article that we should definitely take a look at. Next one, Press TV, PressTV.com. U.S. troops on the ground in Iraq City. Next article, very, very critical, important one. India of today and Russia of today are more... They basically, what happened, this is great. This, where does this come from? This came from Sputnik News. Over the weekend, India and Russia signed a trade deal that is huge. And this is starting to become the overall trends. And these trends are, and these trade deals are going to be absent of the U.S. dollar. Your standard of living is going to not benefit from this. So these are some very, very important things. So that's what's in the news. So we're going to jump into today's show. And today's show, what we tagged it as, let me go back down. I forgot what we tagged it as. Oh, we wanted to look at some current events, and we wanted to take a look at, could we be wrong about the reasons we should be preparing? So that's today's show, and at any time, if you'd like to get in on that question, don't hesitate. Give us a call at 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. I will see you in queue, and definitely will bring you up real quick before we do that. Mario, if you're out and about, give us a call. ATL Mario, give us a call because you had a good question, or you wanted me to do something from Friday's show. And I wanted to set those parameters. I think Mario wanted me to take a look at the nuclear map for ATL and to give that to him, but I'm not quite sure some of the parameters that he wanted me to give. So if you would do that, that would be cool. We'd be more than happy to do that. So let's jump into today's show. We got with us our brother Ramon. Ramon is going to be on the show and co-hosting the show from time to time with us because Ramon has a real, real great, great perspective. Brother Roz is always traveling, so at some point in time you'll hear from Brother Roz. I would love to get a sister, Sister Davis is here. I would love to, for one of the sisters that call into the show, or if you're someone that would like to even interject some of your thoughts into the show, would love to hear from you. And you know, as long as it's, you know, it's not anything that's, you know, that's low frequency based, we cool. And so as long as it's not low frequency based, we're cool. So would love to have some of our sisters, some of our women, some of the strong women that we have, to actually, you know, bring in their perspective, because I think it's so, so important that we do that. And I never say from a female's perspective, because, you know, there are so many things that can be a female. There's only you that are women. So women are much more important. So definitely would love to hear from you about that. But let's jump into today's show. Brother Ramon, what's up, man?
Dave, I'm good out here in Colorado. We're getting some summertime weather for this time of year. It's 80 degrees out here, but I'm living. I'm doing good, man. I keep it moving.
Yeah, and I'm good, Brian. I just want to thank you for, you know, coming on and being a part and contributing, because I think it's so, so important that we do that. And, you know, you had asked a question about the buying of stocks in the while we were doing the what's in the news.
Dave, can I say what I was really asking was something you said that triggered the – at least I thought you were saying what's in – basically what would be a good thing to depend on for, I guess, this mess we know we're coming into. That would be the easiest way for me to say that. Is that how you were putting that out there?
Yeah. What was it pertaining to? And then it bring me back to where it was. It was with the Saudis buying they're selling their bonds.
Hey, there it is, right there. That's exactly what you're talking about.
Okay, yeah, and I'm going to go to that. Now, that story is critical. Remember, the 9/11, the Senate overrode the veto for people being able to sue Saudi Arabia, the families, for their involvement in 9/11. And what it really did is that it gave law here that diplomatic immunity was broken. And see, let me tell you what the big thing about that. Why do you think that they all were involved in all that? Wait until the truth comes out of the U.S. involvement of it all. See, there are people that are facilitating the so-called demise of their overall, you would think, I would put it this way. A lot of people would think that if this was going to harm the United States, why would the U.S. Senate do it? Because they are doing only what they're told to do. They know full well the involvement of Saudi, of Israel, of the United States. They know full well because they ran the operation. And you would think that they would never, ever tell on themselves, see, but they're not telling on themselves. What they're really doing is bringing in a realm and a paradigm that will destroy your way of life. And that gives them, by destroying the everyday person here's way of life, it gives them leverage to control everybody else in the world. Because what they're going to do is they're going to bring in, I'm going to tell you, man, this overall asymmetrical economic war is fierce. In my opinion, what's being done here, in order to gain leverage over the world, you got to sacrifice somebody. Who's the best sacrificial lamb in the market? It would be the U.S. Because for so long, everyone, they've established a facade and falsehood of how prosperous everyone here was. And that facade is so strong, people here still think they rich and they're prosperous with $1 million in their bank. All you really have is 1 million coupons that ain't worth nothing. And this is how They're going to transfer. So this whole thing with Saudi selling their bonds, why are they selling bonds? Because their economy is no longer dependent, can't no longer be sustained by oil. Why? Because they don't have no more oil. They have no more oil to bring to market. Not because their overall fields are drained. Yeah, they may be draining one field, but they're going to say they have no more oil, because oil is how you control countries. And then from there, resources is how you control people. This is all a big shell game. It's a huge shell game. So by Saudi Arabia having to go into sell debt, sell their bonds for everyone, because they have to shore up their overall economic position, because the rest of the world is selling oil at the way below its necessary market margins for it to make a profit. Oh, the price of oil is going to go to $300, $400 a barrel at the appropriate time. Guess when it's going to go there? It's going to go there when the U.S. economy is already in full-fledged war and losing. Well, as soon as the war starts, that's when it's going to go. That's when it's going to go. And until then, it's a matter of driving economic viruses throughout the world that will cripple the everyday persons in the world's financial standing, but particularly to decimate and destroy every person here, so that the rest of the world can say, yep, that was the great boogeyman. And now we got a new system that the same people that devised the OSH system is going to say that they've created something better. And they're going to have everybody hook, line, and sinker on that, thinking that, yep, we did it. So it's a big, is nothing more than a fraudulent scam. It always has been, it always will be. This is how you know the market, the stock market, is from the bonds to everything else. This is how you all know it's false. Because it's based in paper. It's based in algorithms. And if it was so important, if its creed, if its creed was really facilitated by its deeds, then you would be able to get paid immediately for a stock going in any direction. But then they would say, well, then that would destabilize the company and everything else. See, that's what they want you to think. Well, they take the profits right away, don't they? They have a system for that company to take that profit right away. The only ones that are profiting in this whole system is the ones that manipulate it. You ain't profiting. And it's never been the intention for you to profit. It's a system to profit off of your energy. And until we understand that, and until we see this, the real relevance and importance of this, we're going to continue to have all of these so-called global economic emerging markets, developed markets, third world country, first world country, superpowers, and all of these things that have been put into place to continue to steal your everyday living energy. And until we understand that and go into a direction that's more sincere and more sustainable and more profitable, not for a group of people, but for every person that puts energy into it, reaps the rewards and the benefits from it, we'll continue to have world wars, we'll continue to have economic collapses, we'll continue to have famines, disease, and health care with no health cures. So, yeah, man, this whole thing with the bonds is a big setup, because it provides the perfect situation for Saudi Arabia to be continuously economically destabilized. And what are they going to do in their economic destabilization? It's going to bring in destabilization as far as militarily destabilization. They're going to start to overreach and extend the overall war, and boom, before you know it, this is where you start to have the expansion of world wars. This is where your daughters and your sons and your nephews and your nieces of all ages get sent off to a foreign land, never to come back the same, if they come back at all. So, yeah, man, this is a complete setup. And it's, you know what, when you look at it, it's worked so well before because we've been schooled into what we should be thinking based off of what mainstream media and the propaganda of the media tells us what the interpretation of everything is. And we follow hook, long, and sinker. But you all here, I would say, if you engage in the stock market, that's fine, but play it correctly. Have some discipline about yourself. Take out from the market as much as you possibly can. And only have your exposure in the market to what you're willing for it to steal from you, because it's always going to do it. They tell you in every financial publication that they or promotion that they put out, all principal is subject to market loss, because you're going to lose. The market always wins. It never loses, because it never puts any principal up. It uses yours. So, man, crazy, but that's what we need to do. Let me check out this article real quick. Here it is. Let me pull this up real quick. Pull it up from Bloomberg until we get a... This article came from Bloomberg. Here it is. Let's check it out. Okay, here we go. Saudi Arabia said to weigh bond sales of up to $15 billion. And this was earlier in the year, but then there's another one that they just did. They announced they've actually been trying to do it. So let me read this earlier article because they actually have started doing it this week, and they actually started their first push in New York. On Thursday. All right, so here it is. Saudi Arabia is considering selling as much as $15 billion in bonds this year in what would be the country's first into international capital markets. People with knowledge of the matter say they're encouraged by Qatar's record issues last week. Saudi Arabia is weighing a sale of $10 billion in 5, 10, and 30-year bonds after Ramadan ends in July, the people said had to move. Let me move this down. No decision has been made, and the discussions are still preliminary stage, the people said. The people said asked not to identify that the talks are private. Government in six nations of the Gulf Corporation Council, which includes two of the biggest Arab economies of Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates, are turning to public money after the plunge in oil prices punched holes in their budgets. Okay, now, Qatar last week attracted $23 billion in orders for its $9 billion sale, the biggest ever from the Middle East. All right, so now, What's happening here? See, this is the overall what's happening. If you notice, these are all the countries that are embattled into major war right now in the Middle East. Remember just a couple of weeks ago, there were officers, U.S., Israeli, British, officers from Qatar, military special forces officers from Qatar, Saudi Arabia and Turkey that were in a bunker trying to decide what their next move against the Syrian army and Russia was before the Russians sent a caliber missile there and blew it all up. Why? Because all of this has everything to do with getting this war started, because they're broke. Because they're completely broke. This is why they want to, for the first time, sell their treasury, sell bonds. Another article that goes with that. There was a very important article that I noticed was not posted that I didn't get to. I'm going to get to it here. Another one that's for today. Here it is from Bloomberg. Saudi banks stress bills as kingdom's cash injections falls. This was on October the 16th, yesterday. Here it is. Here's the article. Listen how all of this works and what this really means. And you may think, well, what does this have to do with me? Everything. It has everything to do with your daughters. They don't really care about you anymore if you're over 35 or towards your 40s. They don't care about you anymore. They want your children. This is who they're really targeting. Interbank lending rates extended advance as liquidity tightens. Central bank pledge of $5.3 billion failed to ease crunch. Saudi Arabia has work to do in easing pressure on the kingdom's banking system. The interest rate bank change one another from loans rose by the most since August. And that's what the interbank lending rate is. On Sunday, extending a trend that slowed earnings and corporate borrowing in the world's biggest oil exporter. The increase is defying the central bank, which it has sought to ease the cash crunch by relaxing lending limits, offering new borrowing facilities, and interjecting funds into the financial system, including a 20 billion rial, which is 5.3 U.S. dollar, pledged September the 5th. Okay, so what are they saying? That their cash infusion into the system did not ease the pressure. So this is why they need to start selling their bonds. Yeah, go ahead.
Is that, remember I started with you probably about 2 weeks ago, I asked you a question online that, I asked you a question on the radio station about my company, and I noticed a couple of other people here in town saying the same thing. I'm getting bombarded with calls of just giving me money. You see what I'm saying? You and I never got a chance to discuss that. Is this something that is, does this directly relate to this? Is there some type of association to why there's an influx of, they're trying to just give it away.
Yep. The corporate, yes. Yes. Now, because they realize that people and businesses have no clue what's going on, and what are they going to do? They're going to artificially reprop up these banks. And if you're smart, there's a way to leverage this. The way you leverage is this: you always turn debt into assets. You always turn debt into assets. Let me tell you why. Because when you control assets, you transfer the liability of default from you to the lender. See, most of us, think about it, and we talked about this before. Most of us, whenever we buy a car or a home, we sign a contract where someone hands us a pen. They hand us a pen and a contract that's in their best interest, and we sign it. How many of you ever hand your lender a pen and a contract that best serves your interest? They won't accept it. Yeah, go ahead, Ramon.
I got a take on that. I'm buying a house right now. I'm fortunate to be buying it directly from the homeowner,
okay? Mm-hmm.
Which is not traditional.
Right.
This gentleman spends a lot of time. He's a financial guru, and he walks me through some steps. One particular thing that I started to I want to try to see if I can add this in on what you're talking about. Particularly, you know, the bank or the Fed they've held off before they raised the interest rate
mm-hmm.
this year.
Mm-hmm.
They've decided December they're going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want you to play with me on this one. How does that, here's how I see it, and you tell me what you think. My understanding, when they raised the Fed interest rate, just a point, let's say if this house I'm buying was $160,000 and all I needed was about $40,000 annually to qualify for a loan. If the feds raise the point, just a point, effectively, my $50,000 a year that I make or $40,000 a year I make would have qualified me this year, next year, will make my income have to, I will have to make at least $10,000 more. Why am I saying
Go ahead. I didn't mean to cut you. I thought you were, go ahead, because you're making some great, go ahead.
Okay. My understanding through some financial advice is that each point represents $1,000 more a month you have to make.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that's $12,000 extra now I got to put in my pocket.
Each basis point.
Okay.
Each basis point, yeah.
Would it be illogical to think that they're going to raise the interest rate after giving out as much as they can this year and call in those loans next year? would that be far-fetched thinking?
No. And that's exactly what's going to happen. See, the key to a currency war, okay, now, do you want your purchasing power of your dollar to be strong or high? I mean, to be strong or weak? Now, from this standpoint, before you answer, listen. Most people would say you want to have a strong dollar. Well, see, a strong dollar is actually, when you're engaged in a currency war, it means that the one with the strong dollar is losing. Is losing the war. Let me tell you why. Here's the case in point. When they raise that interest rate, that means everybody is now going to that has bank accounts or whatever. Now you're going to get some pennies for whatever you have on you, and everybody thinks that's what you want. Yeah. But no, it's the worst thing that ever could happen to you, because right now the U.S. is in a currency war, and the key to winning a currency war is a race to the bottom. How you can actually have your currency low as possible, because the one that has their currency the lowest is going to win. China, they want China to raise their overall, they call them currency manipulators. They're telling them to raise the value of the renminbi. China refuses to do it. Why does China refuse to do it? Because everybody wants a sale. So everybody's going to go to the country that can provide them the manufacturing goods at the cheapest price, while the U.S. is going to have to raise theirs and it's going to be more expensive. Who is going to do business with the U.S. then, when it's going to cost them more to do it?
So, Dave, interjecting right there, this leads me back to what I initially asked you. When I think of it from the way you've laid it out, America's greatest resource is credit.
It's the only thing it manufactures.
That's
the best way
thing.
To put it.
It's the best resource they have that can put them in, put everyone in a position to what Scotty loves to say, you know, this is your ticket to slavery if you get into this particular system.
Mm-hmm.
Is your credit. So, go ahead. I'm sorry. You're going to.
No. Good. Because you make. Yeah, no. Go ahead. You're good. You're perfect.
Okay. So, right now, as I'm saying, is that at least the way you're breaking it down, if I had to see it from my perspective, credit is going to be how they lure most of us right on into involuntary slavery. Or, in this case, voluntary slavery.
Yes. But see, it doesn't matter if you take the credit or not. They're still going to do it, because it's going to be sovereign default. Now we're moving. Remember in 2008, it was about companies going under? In this next one, you're talking about sovereign default. You're talking about Greece in multiples of 1,000. The only thing that the U.S. manufactures and manufactures well, and it's not the resource. Credit is never a resource. Debt is never a resource. Debt is only an instrument to use as a tool for leverage, and you should use it appropriately for that. Now, the only thing that the United States manufactures very well is debt. They do a fine job. They make the best debt in the world, and they have strategical debt restructuring and everything else. But you can only do that as long as people have confidence that the one that's manufacturing the debt can actually repay it in something of an asset, and they can't, and they won't. And this is the excuse that they're giving. What you laid out in your question, Ramon, is exactly right. The only thing I would add to that is that even if you don't take the debt, they're still going to move it to where the sovereign debt of the nation. What is the so-called admitted debt of the nation right now is $19.7 trillion, which when you add the unfunded liabilities is over $300 trillion in my estimation. Just that start means it's unpayable. Listen, we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. Great, great point, Ramon. Hey, brother, caller from 404, I'm going to come to you right when we come back out of the break. We're going to finish this very, very important so that you can see how this is going to play and what you need to do. Ramon has really put it out, and we need to talk about it. Listen to Tando Radio Show. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. And I'll see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent Black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of Black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for Black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new Black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public Black radio for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show. Dave from L.A. with my man Ramon that's on, and Ramon had brought out the great, great point, and I hope you all, what we're going to do, I'm going to try to rephrase it, or Ramon can definitely interject with this because it's very, very important. Yes, what Ramon was asking about and what he laid out about right now having a lot of people trying to give him especially for business, small business loans and everything else. This is what you always start to see at the pace of fury that you see right now before an economic collapse. Now, this is the thing. You should always transfer the liability of default from yourself to your lender. How do you do that? When you have assets, you never have a debt problem, especially if your contract of loan, a contractual loan, is based in fraud. You transfer the liability back to them. See, what they don't teach us is the fundamentals of economies. If you don't know the difference between money and currency, you're always at a loss. If you call currency money, you are speaking a slave's wage in a low-frequency economic. You're actually speaking a economic spell that will destroy you and your prosperity and the prosperity of your family into your life. Because this is fundamental. These are fundamental truths that aren't taught to you because it requires an education. You won't get it from a schooling. All the schooling that you'll get is to uphold the system that has benefited those that have the schools, that charter the schools. So one of the things, what Ramon was saying was absolutely right. They're pushing these loans. This is the key. You should always leverage debt to your advantage. Because even if you don't involve yourself in the debt, most people think I need to pay off all of my debt. Okay, cool. What does that really mean? They think they need to pay off their student loan, their car notes, their mortgage, and everything else. And the thing that they don't realize is that that's just contractual debt. The greatest debt that you could ever be in is holding currency and not controlling resources. You are in debt. It tells you right on the piece of paper, this note. So a lot of people brag about the cream, the cash rules everything around me, thinking that that's right, it's ruling you. And the more that you have in paper, more that you hold on to a slave's wage, the broker you are. You say, oh, I'm not broke. I could go buy this. I could go buy this. Go buy that. I'm fine. That's the facade. That's the trick. Because you're a consumer. And the thing is that people with that type of mentality have a consumer's mentality, and they run far away from assets. And the thing that they do run from an asset standpoint, they only run to an asset from a standpoint of they always want to keep their currency.
Dave.
Yes.
Dave, I want you to enlarge for our audience, because I believe when we're talking to us, we need to understand truly what an asset is for us at our pay grade level and what we can acquire.
Yeah, I sure will. Definitely will. I'm going to do that. We got a caller in queue. I don't want to keep this caller waiting. Let me write this down, because I'm going to do that, because one thing I don't like to do, Ramon, as you know, and we don't like to keep our callers waiting. So we're going to do that right after. I got that noted. Okay, cool. Let's go to this caller, Ramon, real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? What's your question and comment?
Brother Dave, how you doing today?
What's up, brother? How you feeling?
I'm doing good. This is Mario, man. How you doing?
I know who Ramon? This is, man.
Good
afternoon, brother Mario.
It's good to hear you on the air, man. How you doing, brother Scotty? Just want to say what's up to you as well.
Greetings.
Yeah, Brother Dave, just to switch gears, you guys are dropping, man. You know, most definitely some good information. But, yeah, I was wondering about the blast radius for the Atlanta area if we were to get hit by a nuclear weapon. In particular, and I guess a more direct question would be, what if they were to hit the CDC? And would a nuclear weapon be hot enough to burn all of those man-made diseases that they have stored up in there? Or is that going to be another concern as well as the fallout from the nuclear arsenal?
Man, great point. And I say that, and so I'm going to do Atlanta. First thing, let me get this set up. Okay, I'm going to do... let's do the Chinese one. Okay, for Atlanta. Let me see that. Put everything in right. Yep. Okay, cool. Oh, no. It's New York. Okay, hold on. Let me put in. Okay, here we go. All right, for Atlanta. And I got it in Atlanta. All right, so now. For the Chinese one, oops, let me pull this out real quick. And it hits downtown Atlanta, which it isn't too far from the CDC area. All right. Now, it would expand. It would have a third-degree burn radius, a thermal third-degree burn radius that would extend from downtown Atlanta to the, let's see where, to the north. It would go all the way up to Sandy Springs, Fair Oaks, almost just to Fair Oaks there. And from the south, it would go down to Riverdale and Rex. The east, it would hit Stone Mountain, Tucker. And to the west, I see... it's hard to see what's there. Union City.
Fairburn.
Fairburn. It's short of Fairburn. It's short of Fairburn. Yeah, short of Fairburn, short of Union City. It doesn't make it to Union City. So it doesn't make it there, the third degree. It hits Riverdale just along there and, you know, goes through College Park. So that would be the third degree burn radius. And that's the one that I, you know, consider the one that you really need to look at as far. So now, with your question about CDC, would it destroy their stuff? I'm pretty sure that they have that stuff I know that they have that stuff in bunkers. But what would it really do? It would give the perfect plausible deniability to say that they have that some of those things escaped into the atmosphere. Mm. You know, some of the, yeah. You know, some of those things escaped into, you know, where the Center for Death Control would be able to say, I mean, what's their name? Center for Disease Control? Oh. Where the Center of Death Control would be able to say that, oh man, there was been a releasing because of this hit, and everyone in this wind direction, you need to be, not only do you need to be concerned about this, these are the things that's going on. And you know, a lot of people don't like to hear that stuff because they want to have, you know, they always want to have a happy ending to their favorite sitcom. And life just don't work that way. It never has. Especially in they call it, you know, a civilized world. It's more brutal and it's more murderous than what, you know, the untamed of the wild, which is probably it's more pure and more sincere. So that's the blast radius, Brother Mario, and that's what would be looked at there for the Chinese one. Now let's check out a Russian one. Real quick, and then we get back to. And I'm sorry I missed you on Friday when you called.
Oh, that's all right, brother. I know you're busy.
All right, here's
that thing to do.
You know it. Well, when I'm on the show, I put my phone down because I'm trying to focus here. All right, so check this out. For the largest Russian one, the SAR bomb, it goes from the north. Let me get my directions. Okay, the north, it goes to, let me think, to Jasper, Dawsonsville, almost to Rome.
Wow.
And then short of Calhoun, okay? To the south, it goes down to, it's pretty big. It passes Griffin. This is the third degree burn ratio. Down to Barnesville, it just touches into Barnesville. And to the south, to the west is LaGrange, is short of, there it is Grantsville. Then Franklin, it's just short of Franklin. To the east.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
You mind if I chime in and help you out a little bit there?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, go ahead, bro.
Here's what I pulled up for Brother Mario on Wikipedia. Okay. Here's what they say about the nuclear bomb weapon being used. In a blast, 40 to 50% of total energy is expelled. Okay. So let's say you got a 100-mile radius to where Brother Mario is. That blast will have a major impact up to 50% of where his distance from Atlanta, let's say that. So if at 100 miles, anything 50 miles and closer to Atlanta will definitely receive outright blast. That means you ain't going to survive, okay? The thermal radiation is a 30 to 50% of the total energy. We don't know the total energy, so let's just say it's 100. So if let's go with the high number, 50%. So 50% of that total energy is going to be felt outside of the Atlanta metro area.
And the thermal radius, right.
Exactly. Then they break it down as ionizing radiation, which is 5% of the total energy. And then the last one is residual radiation. This is the, to me, I would say to Brother Mario, if I was in a nuclear dead zone or zero zone, I would feel more blessed that I'm there than to be on the outskirts, because immediately I'm gone. That's how I look at it. If you're on the residual side of it, you're going to have a painful, long, drawn out death. Does that help you, Brother Mario?
Overstood.
Hey, guys, another thing to consider, as I just pulled up on the internet, nuclear blast area for Charlotte, North Carolina. Even though I don't live in Charlotte, I live in the outer perimeter within 50 miles that they say would have the highest probability of survival. But here is the thing that's compounding the situation that people may not consider is nuclear plants. You don't have to get hit by a nuclear bomb if something happens to the workers and they're no longer able to go to the nuclear plant. Because I got an uncle, he was just here last week, and he retired from Duke Energy, and he started off as a welder and worked his way all the way up to engineering. And he told me that there was a plant in South Carolina that people just don't know how close it came to a meltdown, because they weren't able to cool the rods because there was a piston that got bent somehow that prevented all of that, and they had to go in and do all kind of stuff. But he said people just don't know how close that came because it wasn't shared in the media. They're not going to share these close calls events in the media like that all the time. And so there is a nuclear power plant around here, and so I'm looking at that too. So the way I look at it, hey, I'm just going to do the best I can with whatever happened. I'm prepared for the worst as best as I can. If I die, die, because I ain't afraid of dying. So I'm not going to, you know, be getting paranoid, but also just being informed so that I can be better prepared.
Right, because, you know, Scotty's absolutely right. And the whole thing with this thing is that the residual and in the aftermath of all of this, because all of the nuclear power plants, and they got them all over the United States. I mean, they're Tennessee has a bunch of them. They're, you know, Arkansas has them everywhere, pretty much everywhere. And they're all, you know, a lot of them are strategically placed on fault lines. And the worst place to actually place them is, you know, and some in flood zones and everything else, because once their cooling system, once they have a problem, they can't cool those rods. That's where it starts to go into your daggone meltdown, and that's where you'll have Fukushima is worse than a nuclear bomb, because it continues to put off radioactive isotopes into the atmosphere. So, yeah, all of these things are, you know, they don't need this one bomb to get you. All they need is for this bomb and then the lights to go out. Ain't no power to a power plant. And they're going to be on their diesel engines for how long? As much diesel fuel as they have. So this is why you need to know, especially when we start moving into this. And just for Mario's case, they said for the one that I looked at, the estimate fatalities is 1.6 million, and estimated injured is 2 million.
Dang.
People. But all of this stuff is really, really survivable if you know some of the things that you need to do. Yeah, go ahead. Because a lot of the energy is burnt off in the initial blast. And then in today's world, they use a lot of tactical nukes. But go ahead, Ramon.
Okay, I want to say two things to Brother Mario. First of all, I'm in what they deemed long time ago. I'm in Colorado Springs. And we have three of the major military bases here, from Army to Air Force. We just don't have any water bases here as far as Navy and stuff like that. So I would say to him, considering what we've heard, we know, because I'm on the front range, meaning we're right at the base of the mountains. There's a military security service here called NORAD. NORAD is the main place where all this stuff y'all talking about, if there was a nuclear weapon to ever be discharged, it would start here first.
I also believe NORAD is where they pulled off 9/11 and scrambling those jets and sending them in the wrong direction.
Brother Scotty, I agree with you, brother. A lot of us had that conversation. But let me read this real fast because Brother Mario wants answers. Let me read this real fast. It's very short, just a paragraph. It says, depending on the design of the weapon and the environment in which it is detonated, the energy distributed to these categories can be increased or decreased. The blast effect is created by the coupling of immense amounts of energy spanning the electromagnetic spectrum with the surrounding locations such as submarine, so that puts Atlanta right there on the map, surface, airburst, or atmospheric, determine how much energy is produced as blast and how much as radiation. In general, denser media around the bomb, like water, absorb more energy and create more powerful shock waves while at the same time limiting the area of its effect. So him being, just briefly what I got out of that paragraph, him being in Atlanta, he would have a better chance of surviving a ground zero attack because of all the water that surrounds the Atlanta area.
Yeah. There are so many factors, and I'm glad you said that, because there are so many factors that play into this. You know, the weather, the wind, the direction. Now, the thing about why this thing is so relevant, because the most effective thing that nuclear power does is more effective than it detonating, even though that is, but if you look at when it has detonated in Japan, the effect that has the greatest momentum for death and destruction is this EMP portion of it all, taking the grid down. By doing that, that in itself just multiplies its overall. So, but all of this stuff is very, very survivable. Things that you need to know so that you could prepare for it. If it never happens, cool. But if it does happen, guess what? You may not be in the blast zone. You may be in the zone where the lights go out. And believe me, you darn sure are going to want to know, oh, shoot, what's my course of action now? That's why we do what we do here. You need to always have a course of action, because at the time that it happens, you will be glad that you have.
Brother
if
Dave,
you don't, if it never happens and all of a sudden it does, you're going to be like, oh, man.
Brother Dave.
And the responsibilities that you have is great. Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, something for those who are in cities. Now, this only works if you get forewarning. But if I lived in a city, if I lived in a city, I would be identifying the manhole covers, because that's where I would be taking cover underground in the sewer system.
Right.
So if you live in the city, identify where the manhole cover is. If you get forewarning, that might be where you want to go if you don't have a fallout shelter.
Right, right. And if you, what Scotty's talking about is exactly right. Always take the approach to survive everything, because you will. And if you need to, that's one spot that you need to go and be ready for it. Be ready for it. And so there's a lot of things, you know, you need to know about that, because some of them got some gases in there, boy. Whew, unbearable. But you need to know there's a lot of, you know, real quick, because Scotty brought that up, man. Do you know there's a lot, there's an underground city that people live in Vegas? I meant to put that on the man. This is a show in itself. There is a whole sub city of people that live underground in Vegas.
Through, you mean like Demolition Man?
And through the aqueducts, and yeah. I never seen Demolition Man, but I'm pretty sure is what you're saying. Yeah, they live underneath the city. I'm going to bring up an article here so that we can see that. Scott is absolutely right. There are things that you need to know. Where you are in the city. Let me tell you, the cities may be, you know, ideal places, but you have to look at, like, I had to leave Los Angeles because it wasn't the best thing for me, for my family, because there's a major problem with Los Angeles. It's a desert, and it's the Mojave to get you to water that you got to cross. And just, you know, just difficult. You need to make, you know, plans for all of those things. But Mario, man, did we answer your question? Anything else, brother?
Oh, man, that's very thorough, man. I know you got some other topics to get to, so I'm going to just sit back and listen. And, you know, your brother, keep doing what you're doing. We'll get through this.
Hey, brother,
for sure,
Mario,
we sure will.
Before Brother Mario go, do you have anything that you could share with us that you may know about, you know, the notion of a nuclear bomb being dropped or anything?
Well, no, I have to admit my expertise in that area is fairly limited, but I do have to think, and I was going to pose it to Brother Dave on the side, but it may just be, you know, political posturing, but the way that, you know, the foreign powers are talking, like Putin and, you know, the other guys who denounced the actions of the USA and how they target civilian targets, it seems like they would be a little bit more strategic in their strike, as to, you know, go after military targets, but try to limit the civil, you know, targets and casualties. But in that same breath, that doesn't mean that our own government or the shadow government may not take
my
the
man
opportunity to unleash all the things that we're talking about, like, you know, unleashing some of those things from the CDC and blaming it on the foreign powers. You know, so
man, hold on, Mario. We got to go to a great man, Ramon. Thanks for asking, Mario. That we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, Mario, hold on. I want you to finish that. We got Brother Davis in queue. We're gonna go to Brother Davis as well. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium.
You are tuned in to Black Talk Radio, new black media for the new millennium.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Just before we went to the commercial break, my brother Mario was asked a question by Ramon, which is a great question, and I wanted him to really not be rushed on that, because he was making some important points. Mario, you know, Brother Ramon had asked you, you know, if you had some insight on, you know, expertise or some insight on how to respond to a nuclear device, and then you were giving your thoughts on that, and I didn't want the break to rush you through that, and I wanted you to finish what you were saying, because it was, in my opinion, historically true what you were saying. So I wanted to go back to you, Mario.
Well, I was just contemplating, you know, what are the limitations of the shadow government once they engage, you know, the foreign powers. I know that there's a plan in place to, you know, pretty much depopulate the citizens that are already here, but to what extent are they going to, you know, actively seek to do that, and how much of the foreign powers are going to be used as a scapegoat to achieve, you know, those particular objectives. So that just kind of weighs into, you know, my thoughts about, you know, the World War or the first thermonuclear war that we're always discussing. You know, it's just not an expert on it, it's just, you know, some thoughts that I kick around in my head and kind of, you know, wanting to keep an eye out for what our own government is going to try to, you know, put on to us, especially the people they label as, you know, black and Negro and colored and, you know, poor, impoverished, or the low people that really don't count for anything.
Man, bro, I think you chronicled it, and you well, not chronicled it. You actually expressed it very, very well. And if you look at history, you can chronicle the events that have actually taken place to what you were saying. What you were saying is historical. And you know, one of the things that I think is very crucial, this is why that so-called refugee flooding that went all through Europe, and then now, see, that was a Trojan horse to go everywhere here. This is why they, you know, it's all a ploy, because you got to look at, whenever I look at events that happen, you got to look at it from a standpoint as you as an investigator. You got to look at who has the means, who has the capability, who has the motive, who has, and who would gain from it all. Means, motive, opportunity, and who would gain from it all. That's what you should look at first and foremost when you want to look at any form of crime, because war is a crime. These people, but see, we think that it's just something that we do. No, that's something that's used against us, because war is a crime. It's the way that psychopaths can get away with killing as many people that they can, and they just, you know, then they maintain a title as king, president, or a czar, or whatever we want to label them as, prime minister, but they're nothing more than sociopaths and psychopaths. Same thing. But see, you get somebody that kills four or five people, they won't call them a mass murderer, because they're a regular person doing it, so to speak. So they didn't do it for the overall to perpetuate the agenda of subjugation and enslavement. So that person needs to go. You know, they all are just as equally sick in my mind. So, and I think you laid that out really well, because I think with here, they've already told you, the different entities that are here already told you that they're expecting this. The what was the dude that left Department of Homeland Security? Napolitano? What was Jack Napolitano? Oh, Janet. Whatever her name was. She told you.
Janet Napolitano.
They always tell you. Yeah, yeah. Jack Napolitano.
Yep.
Well, Jack told you before he left and laid it out plainly. And they've been laying it out plainly, but see, the regular person, the people that don't think for themselves, the people that don't know and don't care, they have no clue that these things are possible and are actually been agendized. But you here at Tando Radio Show and Black Talk Radio Network, you know what's up. And that's what we appreciate. So, man, Mario, well put, man. We got Brother Davis and Q. Let's go to Brother Davis real quick. Brother Davis, shoot. Brother Davis, you there?
Yeah, it's always good to hear the voice of a friend.
Hey, Brother Davis, what's going on?
I'm listening to the show tonight, man, and I'm going to tell you something. A lot of the contemplation, the possibility, the ramifications of some of the type of destruction that you're talking about, it said that we have to make this common conversation, because we live in the time of the most, should I say, proliferated killer known to humanity. So none of these things really are off the table. The sad part about it is that we have benefited by some of the dealings that they have been having with other countries for many, many years, and been victimized by the fact that we became ignorant to the fact that we expected them to be there for us, when we didn't realize that our responsibility to our lives is our own. So I really want to add this.
Well said.
Okay. We, as a people, have allowed ourselves to be put in a situation now where the way the world was before, say, this next election, may be entirely different after this election. And we have a lot to do with that blame, because we've allowed ourselves to be lowered into a state of ignorance where we would do our due diligence individually and not collaborate on what our findings were. I don't know if you guys know it or not, but Obama signed another executive order in which 1 million NATO troops will be on American soil. Now, that don't mean they're not here already. Let me make that very clear, because the government doesn't expose anything to the public until thereafter they're sure they can control the flow of what they call propaganda. But the bottom line is, really, when you look at the history that we've laid, and when you consider that in life you get out what you put in, we've not come by this way by accident. So Scotty said a very profound thing earlier when he said, I'm prepared to die. That's really the option that you're going to have to consider. I've been teaching in all of my shows about the importance of being self-awareness, preparing yourself with your spiritual nature, whoever your religious connotation is, to prepare yourself, because death is definitely an option. And when I say it's an option, I mean you may not have no control over it at all. Let's face it, if a nuclear bomb hits a nuclear, even 50 miles within a nuclear plant, we're going to have some irreversible damage. That's why they don't talk about Fukushima, because we have irreversible damage. All I'm saying is, let's be human enough to be able to put our hearts right, so that if that does happen, that we don't feel as though we have lived in regret. Because if you do, then everything that you've done and accomplished was really a waste of time. I look at my grandchildren, I have just as much to lose as everybody else. And all I can do is continue my preparation process. Because who knows? We might not ever see a nuclear weapon drop. We might be able to get to a point where these companies and corporations decide that they need to focus on cleaning up the destruction if they want mankind to go any further. But just like that might happen, it might not. It takes a very, very vile mentality to mass kill, and we've seen it done by our government already. So all you could do is the best you can. Look, man, you guys are giving a great show, Dave. Keep it up. I got my ear up there. You know that.
yes. You know, brother Davis, you have reminded me of another executive order. I have posted it, but I can't see it. Sometimes I'll post it and I'll miss it, or I may forget to hit post or whatever. There was an executive order of celestial weather that was signed recently. Adverse celestial weather. I'm just surmising what it was because I read it. I read a bunch of stuff, and I thought I put it inside of Tando, but I'll check later on. Where it was, and then I probably have it still on one of my computers. But yeah, and you reminded me, Brother Davis, when you said that that was one of the things. I was like, oh man, I posted that but missed it. But yeah, well said, so true. This is why we want to get you to where you make the decisions. And you know what's so funny with Brother Davis? Let me just tell you what. A lot of people talk about conspiracy theory. When people talk about the truth, they call it conspiracy theory. But see, when the media outlets have games of war, and they have, you call that entertainment, from Call of Duty to all of this other stuff, you don't even realize that you're being psychologically conditioned to do those very same things.
But Dave, real quick on Call of Duty. With it,
Scotty and
I was saying on that Call of Duty, don't slip on that Call of Duty, because you can do real world training if you know what I'm talking about.
That's right.
And that's something.
No. Hey, that's what I was gonna say, because that Call of Duty stuff is pretty realistic, and see. The thing about it, the bad thing about it is, you know what? Power is great, But power becomes a weakness if you don't have the mental capacity or the moral substance to control it. And that thing is powerful. It's so powerful that they've created the drone program based off of what they did was they first made it popular for kids to indiscriminately kill, and then at the appropriate time when they went into the military, they let them fly drones, and it was just like a joystick at home. A joystick death.
Hey, Daddy,
you can go to Walmart right now and buy a drone. But I think the biggest game that's being played on us is the NFL, the NBA, the World Hockey.
Yes, I agree with that.
Because those people are so caught up in those dynamics of programs that they don't even see what's going on around them. That really may end up being our enemy.
It always has. Hey, we got 4 minutes left into the show because we always got to end early. Now I got to get Roz in real quick. Let's bring him in. Welcome, Roz. Shoot, man.
Hey, hello. Can I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Greetings. Yes, I wanted to touch on a few things that you talked about.
Go, Roz.
Brother Davis, peace to you. You talked about the UN troops. I was going to say, just be careful, because UN troops are the most notorious rapists on the planet. So look out for your children, because they rape babies. Look out for your women. They rape women, and I'm pretty sure they rape men, too, even though all they put in the news is the rape of women and children. So be very wary of the UN troops, wherever they bring them from, because they're going to be raping our women wholesale once they get here. Also,
What's up, Roz?
Hey, what's good? How you doing?
I'm good. This is Ramon, brother. I like how
What's up? It's good to talk to you. And I thought about the Call of Duty. Yes, you're absolutely right, Brother Scotty. Actually, the military actually uses video games to entice and also train their troops. Also, the kids who shot up Columbine High School, how they perfected their marksmanship was actually playing video games, so it's absolutely correct. And even doctors now are understanding a lot of hospitals are trained to use video games in order to prepare them for surgery where they're using robotics, where the doctor has to actually use a robotic arm rather than physically cut into a physical person. So these are all the technologies that video games are facilitating. Also, I thought about in regards to the fallout shelters. There's a lot of schools, elementary schools and other schools, that are known as fallout shelters, so you might want to just kind of look into that for your local area, see where they are. And then also, if you have any natural areas in your vicinity, you might want to take some nature walks and see if there's any natural cave systems that you might be able to exploit in the event of some sort of nuclear warhead hitting in your area. There might be a cave system you can exploit if you don't have a basement or a fallout shelter you can get to. And then also, Dave, you made me think about it, because you always say regularly that basically when you get paid money, it's energy, it's your energy. And if you think about it, it's so accurate, because when we burn energy, we burn individual units that are known as calories. So as you're burning those calories for whichever plantation you work on, you are supposed to be building up economic calories in the form of these so-called debt instruments they call dollars. So the whole idea is when your energy is being transformed into money, and then you're taking that money, which is supposed to be economic energy, the economic representation of the calories you burn working for NASA every day, and then what they're doing is they're stealing that. So keep in mind, they're vampiring you. This is a form of consumption. They are consuming us in so many different ways in all 10 areas of people activity, and I just wanted to touch on that because that is something that you said repeatedly, and it's made me think about that, but this is the first night I remember to bring it up. Thank you.
You know what, Roz, it's so funny that you said the vampire, because this weekend I was with some family, and the leeches and vampires, that's exactly the same way that I had put it with him. You're absolutely right. And, you know, it's how much time we got? Well, we got it. Oh, wow. The show is over. Listen, Ramon, you got a minute with
actually,
you wanted to say something before we get out of here?
Yeah, Dave, you still got a few minutes. You don't have a program after you Monday nights yet. But real quick, something that just came to me.
Hold on, Roz.
And I'll be angry if I didn't. I'll be not angry, but remiss if I didn't mention the fact that when we were talking to Mario from Atlanta, I looked up the Atlanta sewer system. So, again, if you are in the system, now might be the time to get a map of that sewer system, because who knows, that might be your only way out if they want to keep you in.
A home. That's right. That's right, Scotty. Yeah. so true. So there are things that you need to really do, and this is what's so powerful when we start to come together. So hold on, Roz. Ramon, you wanted to say something? You wanted to add something?
Well, I was just going to say, first of all, I want to tell Scotty, that's why I'm listening to this station. Scotty is a man, he's resourceful. I love what he just did. I wouldn't have never thought of it. I love that. But I believe that Brother Mario and Brother David set the segue for what you and I wanted to get to. And I feel like the story about Hillary Clinton wanting to remain covert as an art, really, they just tapped into it. That's what you and I were going to talk about. We never got to it. Maybe we can do it tomorrow. But that is a perfect example of saying that, you know, Brother David said it best. If you see something on the TV, they're testing it. But my belief is, if you see it on the TV, it's already been done. They've already had their test dummies to prove it will work.
Yeah,
that's
so
it.
So true. And you know, and Raj, you're still there, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I wanted to piggyback off of what he said, but you go ahead first.
Yeah, and the call, like Scotty said, I wanted to bring up the Call of Duty thing so we can see how this whole thing, they try to introduce something to us that we think is good for us, but they've never given you anything. They've only taken away. They taught you how to be murderers. And Scotty was absolutely right when he said that that's great training that's there. That is great training there. It is absolute. But for the most people that do it, they do it for the entertainment side. And that's where killing becomes a sport. See, just as they have hunting season, do you think that these people established a hunting season and they don't have a hunting season on people? Which is the best form of the game of the hunt? See, this is all ritual practice with them. And they do it like, they do it, you know, they trick us in so many things. They you know, no one wants to hear the truth because the truth scares them, but everybody wants to run to a horror movie to be entertained into a scare. And these are all the things that we are setting up our overall basis of who we are, our character of who we are, and our characters have been flawed. We don't need Pharaoh to let us go. We need to let Pharaoh go, the Pharaoh in us go, because we have become just like him in so many ways, because we go along with the overall perpetuation of it, like Brother Davis through the sports. That is one of the, it's a, us against them. The lines of the field, there's the owners and the rules of the game has to be broken. So, Brother Raj, you wanted to, before we get out of here, you wanted to piggyback on something that you heard. Floor is yours, brother. Then we're going to go ahead and get out of here, and we're going to pick this up. I'll do the asset with Brother Ramon and everyone else tomorrow, because it's just that important. But Raj, man, way to break it down with the energy, because that is so true. But go ahead, Raj.
Yes, I wanted to piggyback because a lot of us don't really think about, because you said something really poignant. You talked about the fact that they present these things to us in the form of a game so that we are anesthetized to this violence as if it's a game, essentially. And if you think about it, everything that white people have set up in the system is warfare. When you study politics and they use terms like campaign is a military word, so they're telling you it's a form of warfare. When you watch, when you go to the movie theater, the word theater, when you hear about the theater of Iraq, that is the place in which a war is taking place. That is warfare. So they're telling you by their wordplay that they're waging war against you in these different areas of people activity by the verbiage they use. But because they have gotten us fooled with this doublespeak, we think that a theater simply means a movie theater. No, a theater is also a theater of war. When you go into politics, that's a theater of war as well. It's basically modified so-called nonviolent warfare. That's what politics is. So we really have to start thinking about the fact that when Neely Fuller talks about, you know, white people being at war with us in all areas of people activity, pay close attention to the words they use, because like they said, they're telling you what they do before they do it. They're telling you what they're doing to us, and we're just not consciously aware and functioning as consciously aware beings that have war being waged against them. Thank you.
And, you know, all warfare is against the people. all warfare is against the people. There is no such thing as the United States, or a war where the United States will go against another country. No, it is the governments having their citizens do the killing for their agenda. And it's innocent people that die in war. It ain't just the one that gets, that the trigger gets pulled on, where the projectile hits them. The greatest death is the one that pulls the trigger, because that one is perpetuated and glorified. So listen, everyone, just want to say thank you all for listening. Ramon, thank you, brother, for being here. All of our callers, Mario, Scotty, thank you, brother Davis, Roz, as always, you all of you guys are essential to establishing what is so necessary for us. There is no such thing as a leader, because no one has a leash on them. We are free and independent the way the great creator intended us to be. Much love, much respect. Talk to you all soon. Peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the U.S. wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up.